Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 here on a Wednesday in H-Time. We're gearing up for practice to happen here soon, and we're hoping to get some information as to some of the big things that we're looking forward to. What are those, John?
Well, foremost, Joe Mixon, and then some other injuries. Obviously, Juice Scruggs. They did sign Questenberry, as we mentioned in the last segment. And then looking over toward Minneapolis, looking at Minnesota. Justin Jefferson says he's okay. A lot of players say they're okay. We'll see how they participate with him today and tomorrow for sure.
So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening there. Also, in this hour, we will be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. So keep it locked here and be ready. Don't.
That's a good one, man.
Don't jump early, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't want squatters.
No.
We don't need no Laramie tonsils.
No.
All right. But we don't. You're not wrong here, but also. All right.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is it's never at the right time, is it?
Mm-mm.
It's never at the right time. All right. CJ Stroud, the quarterback of this team, has not had his best effort just yet, even though he has been good enough for this team to win and to put up 29 points and 19 points respectively in these games. But the question that I think is fair to ask, especially as you're facing off against the Minnesota Vikings team that clearly is of a different caliber mm-hmm. than the two that you played prior, at least now that we see that from where we are standing, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over in some ways? And I do find it interesting that we've kind of phrased this question this way, because I think that in the NFL in general, we do too much of making things about the quarterback themselves.
Yeah.
So I do want to kind of parse this out. Do we feel like, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over, or is it time for the offense in general to take over and what's happening here? Because at least, I mean, last week, it definitely was defense leading the charge and getting that victory.
I think the answer is yes. And I want to make very, very clear, because you guys have heard me talk about it on this very show the last few days, and really last week as well. CJ Stroud has been amazing. He's had amazing moments, like jaw-dropping completions that have helped win games. But so I don't mean it. This is not a criticism, because the week one, the running game, D'Amico said, hey, man, run the ball more. We're killing him. You know, we heard that on the sideline when he was talking to Bobby Slowick, and Bobby Slowick wanted to do the exact same thing. Last week, you know, seven sacks. The defense took over, just completely, you know, overwhelmed Caleb Williams. And in both those games, C.J. Stroud still had amazing moments, like
yes.
truly amazing. So it's not that. But what it is to me is you're only going as far as C.J. Stroud is going to take you. For all the great things out there, for all the defense, sacks, Will Anderson, you know, Danielle Hunter, whether it's Joe Mixon, whomever, the plays that have been made by Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley, those are all big factors that are going to take you a long way. But you're only going as far as C.J. can take you. And so what I'm saying is, all right, that those first 2 weeks have been awesome. Cool. Let's see C.J. Stroud now take this offense to an altogether other level against a really good defense, and I think that's what's going to kind of make people feel a lot better.
Yeah, I already kind of set my personal disclaimer. I think that with C.J., there's definitely some things that we need to see clean up and get back to the places that we expect of C.J., which is some of the passes that are just a little errant, that are just a little off. We saw more of that in week one rather than week two, but still a little bit of that. Like to see that round into form. Obviously, everybody else would. I think that it's time for the offense in general to take over because you had the running game in week one, but again, that felt like there was a lot of Joe Mixon having an instance of individual brilliance in some ways. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't want to forget Kenyon Green doing what he does, but it felt like that was a little bit isolated in the way that we view that one. C.J. Stroud, I think, it will be opened up to do some of those things when the offensive line steps up and grabs the bull by the horns, right? Some of that will be opened up with, now this is a place where you maybe talk about C.J. as like, we started seeing the ball kind of not necessarily spread around nearly as much in week two.
I know where you're going, and I agree.
Making sure that balance is there. I know that we put that on Bobby Slowick, but also ultimately the quarterback in that situation. When we talk about who's open, that's dictated by C.J. Stroud. I do want to see, and it's early in this, because again, week one, balanced out very well. Week two, you probably had an instance for Tank to have a big play and have maybe satiated that. Mm-hmm. But you started seeing the possibility, especially against a good defense, that this could be Nico Collins and the Pips in some ways.
Yeah.
And that's not really what we have been sold. That's not the bill of goods that we've been sold.
That's not what this team needs.
Exactly.
No, I'm with you on that. Not like, oh, no, they're going to throw, you know, Steph's going to throw a tantrum. No, I think just for the sake of the offense and just for the sake of how this offense, you know, like I said, only goes as far as C.J. takes you. It'll be really, really good. It's a good time. It's a good time to get Tank and Stephon more involved. Tank with his end arounds, very good. You know, Tank with a catch here and there, very good, cool. Stephon, two touchdowns in week one, cool. I would like to see them more involved down the field. I think they would like that. And frankly, like we're going into week three of the NFL season. There is no way that Sam Darnold should have a higher completion percentage, a higher quarterback rating, more touchdowns, and a higher yards per attempt than C.J. Stroud. There is no way that should be the case, but it is. Sam Darnold, to his credit, has been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
As I said, C.J. Stroud has been amazing, but there is no way those four categories should be something that Sam Darnold has a better number than C.J. Stroud.
And I appreciate this text coming in from the 702 that says, I feel like we only should want C.J. to put on the cape and go beast mode when absolutely needed. When you're down and you need to carry him, otherwise you should almost rope-a-dope opponents so that when you do pull that out against other teams, they're unprepared. I don't think anybody's going to be unprepared for C.J. Stroud. There's an understanding of what he's capable of doing. But I do think that I understand the perspective of you do not want to unfairly burden your quarterback, especially in the situation where you have a quarterback on a rookie deal and that's allowed you to invest in a lot of different places, which is why we have the luxury of talking about the idea of, well, you got all these damn wide receivers you need to get the ball to, right? That's the luxury that you have with a rookie quarterback on a deal where he is not eating up so much of the cap that now you can spread this around and make sure that you've added things around him. However, the reason why I lean towards some of the idea of, hey, man, taking over in the offense in general is, or really the passing offense, we came out of week one and we're like, okay, if it's going to look like this, it's going to be really fun to have that level of balance. Week two kind of brought me back to a place where just the running game in general, but then also with the offensive line, where it's like, okay, I might have a false started in some way. I might have jumped out a little bit early and thought that running offense was a possibility or a plausibility consistently where it might not be, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be the absolute worst either, but I do think that I am recognizing that, again, we're going back to where Lopez has been to start the season. Mm-hmm. This is going to need to be a primary pass offense. And with that being the case, we have not seen them play at that level to where you're a primary pass offense. Hell, even a lot of the points that we're putting up on the board, you're talking about Kyme Fairbairn hitting long field goals. I think the offense being able to not only get this thing into the red zone more consistently, but then punch it in, that's going to be something that I want to see more of. And of course, as always,
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It always starts with the quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, with CJ Stroud and these weapons, and you're 2-0, it also will lift this entire team for C.J. Stroud. It's not a matter of impatience. It'd just be like, boy, if we can get C.J. Stroud, you know, to show us that and then all of a sudden put that down. You know, you say that teams understand what they're getting and what they're dealing with in C.J. Stroud. If he puts up one of those games, all of a sudden, it's, you know, you talk about pick your poison, which is something that we've talked about since the preseason. Oh, my gosh, are they going to come with Joe Mixon? Or is it going to be C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell? I mean, where do we go? Let's see what that looks like. I'd love for it to be this weekend against a really good defense, which would elevate, you know, confidence and momentum even more for this squad.
Yeah, and particularly with this defense. And, again, we'll talk more about what this defense poses, but this defense adds a level of difficulty when it comes to not just pressure, but simulated pressures and things that make it kind of complex to deal with. In fact, we saw Brock Purdy after their matchup this weekend talk to Brian Flores in a moment that was caught on camera and on with some audio of him saying, your defense is crazy, right? Like, it poses a different level of challenge. So the level of step up necessary from the offense, but particularly the quarterback and C.J. Stroud, I think is going to be something that's necessary for this week, even if we're talking about as well, outside of that, the remainder of the season. But I do want to flip to the other quarterback because I do have this question. How real is the Sam Darnold thing that we're seeing thus far? He is, as you mentioned, like all of these stats, right? You talk about completion percentage, quarterback rating, touchdowns, yards per attempt that are higher than C.J. Stroud, which is not something you would have imagined from Sam Darnold. The Sam Darnold we know has bounced around to four teams and that was given a one-year, $10 million deal to almost be kind of a really high-end backup or what have you behind a rookie, what should have been a rookie quarterback probably starting in J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. No, look, as much as I said, you know, those numbers should never favor Sam Darnold. They do, and that's a credit to what they're doing offensively. And of course, you know, the Vikings with O'Connell and all their coaching staff. It's a credit to Darnold as much as anything. But I think these two things tie together.
Okay.
I think, look what they're doing with Sam Darnold. I want to see that again more with C.J. Stroud. And I think that's where, you know, similar offenses again. But Sam Darnold should not be there. But that said, he absolutely deserves credit. And by the way, the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, Wes Phillips. Yes, that Phillips family. As in Wade Phillips,
yeah.
and Bum Phillips, and all that. So, you know, this is a smart offensive coordinator that runs a similar thing and is getting it done with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and I mean, I tried to go and watch some of the film from the Niners game. Not gonna lie, I tried to do this after the Astros game, which maybe wasn't the smartest thing. So my eyes got a little heavy. But one of the things that I've consistently asked is like, how much is like, you know, the average depth of target and those types of things, like. Are they asking him to do the super difficult things? And as of right now, it seems like he's not doing a ton of them, but whenever he is asked to do those things with pressure and all those, he's handling it pretty well, right? And so it feels like at the very least for the purposes of the Texans, you have to treat it. I mean, you always have to treat it as if it's real, but it feels like it's more real than maybe the real that we'd be asking over an entirety of a 17-game season. Like, is he able to sustain it for the whole season? I am not certain about that. I feel like we have priors on Sam Darnold, and I do think that he has more confidence after having a season with the Niners in that circumstance and more talent around him. However, when it comes down to this, like I think he's capable of doing the things that are necessary to make this difficult, right? We've seen big plays, as you mentioned, with Justin Jefferson and those types of things, which are things that this defense is trying to curtail. We've seen him be able to diagnose what's happening and get the ball to the right place. And so, with that alone, even though he did throw in an atrocious interception, although I guess it was a good play to Fred Warner, you know, jumping out of his shoes to go get the football. But he's good enough to make it difficult on you. I don't want to say that he's great in order to like to be able to dice you up in that way, but I think he's good enough to make it difficult. So it's real enough is the answer that I'm coming to.
What would you like to see? I mean, is there a number of like because I was just thinking this as you were talking, like. I'm not saying I want him to throw for 380 yards.
Who, CJ?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I definitely don't want Sam Darnold to throw 380 yards.
Well, I kind of want to see that from CJ at some point.
Well, right? I think it'll come, you know, because that's how good we know he is. I just want to see, like, look, all these toys, they're still in the box in a sense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't.
I mean, that would add up to about 380 yards, to be honest, man. I want all three of the receivers to have over 100 yards.
Yeah, you have the given 100 yards to Nico Collins. Yeah. That feels like a given at this point. Yeah, you have not seen Stephon Diggs go off. You saw him get two touchdowns in week one. But even then, right, like he did not get a ton of yardage. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a really muted sense of usage in that way.
Yeah.
Tank Dell had an opportunity for a splash play last week. I mean, with what we saw last year from him, he very much was an explosive player. I do wonder how much defensive shifting is going to take that away. But you add a couple of those explosives and where you're talking about 70, 80 yards possibly for him. Like those things are still available. I think really it's not necessarily a number to target, but just I want to see more of those plays being able to be made. And some of that is also I would like to see him be able to stand in a pocket cleanly and not have to go and do so much scramble.
Yeah, the reason I want to see, you know, the stretch in the field some more. And to be fair, a couple of texters have pointed this out. You know, Tank had that play that he could have gone for. I don't know if he would have gone for a touchdown, but he would have been. It would have been a big play,
yeah,
for
I think
sure.
He was open enough to
maybe. Steph had was open on a big play. I want to say it was one of in week one. That could have been a big play, and I can't remember exactly what happened, but they missed him. There's some plays there. All I'm saying is when you start stacking those and you start getting more guys involved and CJ, you know, has that kind of game, you know, and that, you know, that's how we started this. Like, you know, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over? I think it's time, again, not necessarily with that big 380-yard game, but to open things up just so the Vikings, because right now the Vikings are like, let's stop the run. It's put some pressure on C.J. Stroud with our great sack defense, and we don't, you know, they're going to focus on that more because I don't know if they, as much as they see the threat, they haven't seen the threat on film, you know, from CJ stretching the field.
Yeah, and 281, don't you have to take into account Juice Scruggs being out? Yeah, I mean, like,
absolutely. Yeah.
That applied some pressure on CJ, but I think also even with Juice Scruggs in, you saw, again, I pointed to we saw some of those same mistakes when it came to letting a rusher on a stunt or something like that get by on this offensive line. Those are things that are possibilities, even though this is a good pass blocking team. But yeah, like I do wonder, and shout out to the person who said I want to see this offense look like the Saints offense. I appreciate it.
Who doesn't?
But I do wonder, like, with the particular level of pressure that CJ Stroud could possibly face with this Vikings team, I want to see them get down the field, like, and consistently first down, go score touchdown, right? Yeah. Just the idea of maybe give Kaimi a vacation, right? Maybe that's more of what I want to see you guys.
Give Kaimi a break.
I want to see you guys go down and score touchdowns most of the time, even if it's not necessarily big explosive, but be able to handle up on that pressure and just completely dissect a team. And that maybe that's the takeover factor that you're looking
at. Last thing real quick, you've got a banged up running back, two banged up running backs as well. So, you know, the question of is it time for CJ Stroud to take over? Physically speaking, it might be time if Joe Mixon is slowed and Damian Pierce is slowed, etc. So this is to me going to be a CJ Stroud game if the Texans are going to win.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for an update on where Joe Mixon stands, where Damian Pierce stands as they're gearing up for practice here shortly. Well, you're listening to In the Loop Sports Radio 610, and we'll get you that as soon as we can. Remember, in this hour, we are indeed giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. I always want to make sure I get it right, because in my brain those words all mix around. I'm like, I don't want to get that out of order. Texas Star Grill Shops is the place. $50 gift card is the prize when we do give those away. But coming up next, it's time for us to give our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.